12778, JMO Holdings LLC seeks variances from the front yard setback requirement for existing structures. Sections 115-25 and 115-182 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the north side of T-Town Road, approximately 580 feet east of Deep Grass Lane. The 911 address is 13941, T-Town Road, Lot 1 in Greenwood. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is 130, MAP 5, parcel 9.03. And the board will note, I passed out a survey that didn't make it to the file. And the variances that are shown for that survey are what we're requesting. It's a 4.2-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard setback requirement for the existing manufactured home, and a 1.2-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard setback for the existing home. A 0.2-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard setback requirement for a set of steps. We have zero letters of support, zero opposition, and zero mail return on that.
Good evening.
Good evening. Ms. Norwood, before we get started, can you summarize again the measurements that the county has for the requested variance? I just want to make sure they're consistent with what we had.
4.2, I had for, and 1.2, and a 0.2. But I'm not sure.
Should be 4.4?
4.4.
I was looking at that right before I read it, and I thought.
So 4.4, 6.
I think I read the number wrong.
6.6, and then.
Yeah. 4.4, okay.
Okay, thank you. So for the record, my name is Mackenzie Pete. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Behrman Dallas Brockstead, Federica, and Cordea LLC, and I'm here on behalf of applicant owner JMO Holdings. Calling in by phone is my client, Mo Adams. Before I get started, I'd like to see if we can get him on.
Yeah, let's make sure they're all on.
Operator? Operator?
Yes.
Do you have anybody on the line in reference to case 12778?
Let me check. If there is anyone on the line in favor or in opposition to that application, please dial 5-star. Yes, we have a caller. Caller, your line is unmuted.
Hi, this is Mo Adams, I'm on the line.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Would you like us to have him sworn in now?
I think that makes sense.
Okay.
I think that's a good idea.
I didn't catch your name, sir. Can you just state your name and address for the record, please? This is James Sharp, the board's attorney.
My name is Mo Adams. Address is 172 Arlington Avenue, Lakewood, New Jersey, 08701.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
And, sir, I understand that your attorney is going to be doing a presentation. Hopefully, you can hear it. If you have difficulties hearing it, just let us, just please speak up. You are on the line, so we ask that you do keep your noises otherwise down for that. There will be a time where we will most certainly be asking you a question, if for no other reason, to affirm your attorney's statements, okay?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Pete?
Thank you. So to summarize, the property is located at 13941 T-Town Road in Greenwood, Delaware, and that's identified as tax map parcel number 130-5-9.03. The property is zoned AR1, agricultural residential, and all Sussex County properties nearby, immediately adjacent, and in the vicinity of the site are also zoned AR1. The applicant submitted exhibits A through F with its application, and then subsequently submitted an updated survey reflecting the stairs. That updated survey was submitted on December 19, 2022, to Ms. Norwood specifically, and it's my understanding that you now have that updated copy today. I had noticed that it wasn't on the website, and so I'm happy to hear that you now have that today. So in addition to that, there was Exhibit A that included the property information and deed of record, confirming that the applicant's the record owner of the property. There was also a legal description, a copy of a survey from 2013 that actually showed a previously existing manufactured home on the site, as well as the permit that did state that there was a 40-foot front yard setback, but Nevertheless, the installer placed the home, as I'll discuss, in the front yard setback, including the stairs. Exhibit B was a copy of the applicant's survey initially prepared, and then the record obviously was supplemented with that updated survey. Exhibit C includes relevant sections of the zoning code. Exhibit D includes aerial maps of the property. And then the final documents in the record include that previous approval Ms. Norwood actually found. It was identified as case number 11188, and it was for a special exception, specifically because they were trying to locate an additional manufactured home on what used to be a larger tract. And then also a variance from the front yard setback. In that case, it was a variance for 6.8 feet that was sought from the front yard setback requirement for that home. The record in that case, you may have noticed, reflected that the previously existing manufactured home had been on the property since the 1970s, that there was an irregular lot that created a hardship, that the property ran with an existing tax ditch, which actually still limits the development of the site and buildable area of the site, that the property couldn't be built in strict conformity with the code, and so forth. There was also mention in that approval that this home existed, a manufactured home existed before stick-built homes were built around the property, so everyone has always known this property as having a manufactured home, which I think is relevant to your consideration today. So moving on, section 115-209 of the code, as you know, authorizes this board to hear and decide applications for variances, and then section 115-211 goes on to say that the variance shall only be authorized by the board if it finds that the request meets specific criteria as described in the applicant's board of adjustment application. So to address those criteria, first, this property is a six-sided, uniquely shaped property with a limited building envelope as the boundary runs in part with the center of the nearby branch. The presence of the branch restricts construction in the rear yard portion, primarily because in talking with my client, not Mo Adams, but his other partner, Jay Roberts, there's some moisture in the back that limits construction back there. And we believe that's probably in part the reason that this home had been located there previously before the newest and existing manufactured home was placed. The manufactured home is existing, and as I stated, it was placed by the contractor, and the authorization of a variance is therefore necessary to remedy this error by the contractor and installer of the manufactured home and stairs, etc., in the front yard setback to enable reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant, but by the manufactured home installer that placed the home and stairs in the front yard setback. And notably, my client cannot obtain a certificate of occupancy without obtaining a variance and or moving what is now a permanently affixed structure to the ground. It's been anchored. It would be extremely cost prohibitive for them to do that. The variance, if authorized, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Based on the record of the previous application, we believe that a manufactured home, as I stated, has been on the property since the 1970s, and that the previously existing home was located in the front yard setback as well, and to a greater degree as reflected in the survey that was submitted into the record. That case also noted that the manufactured home in the front yard setback had existed, as I stated, prior to other stick-built homes nearby that were fully aware of this home and its then existing location, which is relevant because the property is still improved with a manufactured home in a similar but improved location. And finally, the variances requested are the minimum necessary to afford relief. So it's a pretty straightforward application. I won't overcomplicate it, and I'll just entertain any questions that you may have.
Questions?
Ms. Pete, do you know the size comparison between the new home and the existing or the previous home?
So I know that per the permit, the I believe it was on the permit specifically. So it's 27 by 48 is what it states on the permit. I don't have information, though, about the previously existing home. I imagine it was similar in size. I know that they're both considered a single wide or single family manufactured home. So I would say that it's consistent, but I'm not sure if it's exactly the same as the previous home.
So the only addition would be the steps?
Yes, and there were steps on the previous. I just don't think it had been an included inclusion in the previous request. So I know that the Planning and Zoning Department is very good now about making sure that we capture all encroachments into the front yard setback. I can't say that was true historically.
It looks as though the previous unit that was there was a traditional single wide.
Yeah.
And it's replaced with a double wide.
It's replaced with a...
Should make sense.
Yes.
So who pulled the building permit?
The building permit was pulled by a member of the installer's company, so Marshall and Bailey. And that's included in the record.
It said well and septic?
Yes.
Where's the septic at? Is it in the back or side?
I think it's actually shown on... Mr. Adams, can you speak to the specific location of the septic on the property?
I believe what facing the house is towards the right. I'm not sure how far back, I don't remember.
I think that's sufficient.
Mr. Adams, this is Mr. Sharp speaking. When you're looking at the house from the road and you say to the right, I presume you mean to the side yard as you're facing the house, it'd be to the right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you believe that that's within kind of the building envelope of the property? Well, the septic system is located in an area that is not considered setback area, is my question.
It's in a good area. It's not infringing on the setback area.
Okay.
So is there not a survey done before, I'm assuming, or?
They use the survey,
The old survey.
Yeah, they use the old survey.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So when was this discovered?
This was discovered when they were going for inspections. They were trying to get their C of O. The property and
there was no footer, I guess, because it's a...
Right, so when they were getting their inspections, though, to get their certificate of occupancy for the structure, that's when it was discovered. They called Planning and Zoning and were informed that they needed to proceed with the variance application.
Okay.
And or move it, and at that point, it had already been affixed to the property and anchored to the property.
Anything can be moved, but yeah. Questions, anybody? Mr. Sharp?
Mr. Adams, did you hear the statements made by Ms. Pete?
I'm having a hard time hearing the question. I'm sorry to hear that.
Did you hear the statements made by your attorney?
Sorry, one more time. My attorney.
Did you hear the statements made by your attorney?
Did I hear the statements made by my attorney?
Yes.
Yes, I
do. You believe those statements to be true and correct?
Yes.
And one of the questions that I was wondering about was your front property line. How far is that from the edge of paving of T-Town Road?
Property line to T-Town Road? I don't know.
Another way to ask it would be this. The survey shows that your mobile is 35.6 feet on the west side of the property from the front property line, and it's 38.8 feet on the east side to the front property line. Do you believe that it is, that that is the exact distance to the actual roadway, or do you believe it's actually farther from that to the roadway?
I believe at the end of the property goes like more on a little hill, if I have it correctly. So I'm going to assume there's a little more space there. Again, this is just from my, I haven't been down there in a little bit. But from what I recall.
And your attorney had mentioned that there's this branch that runs from the survey. It looks like it runs along the side and rear of the property. Do you have some low-lying areas on your property?
There are low-lying areas. It kind of like peters down the property from the front to the back. So I don't know if it's considered low-lying, but it definitely comes down as you go further into the property.
So would like, there's, I mean, your property is shaped kind of like a beaker. The rear of your property, is that somewhere that is buildable, or is it an area that is difficult to build due to the topography of the land?
Towards the rear of the property is more difficult to build on.
Okay. All right, thank you. I have no further questions.
Any other questions from any members of the board?
What was the summary of the variances again? It's 4.4.
4.4, 6.6, and 1.2. Is that correct, Jenny?
Yes.
That's what you have as well, correct?
Yeah. 4.4, 6.6,
1.2. Is that it? Yes?
So the 6 by 6, the, what would that be, a side yard?
So it's all front yard. So
it's all front yard?
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
So there's it's where the house is, and then where the steps are specifically is what the variances are being requested for.
So you're good on all the, on the rear yard and the side?
Yes.
And if I may, for the, it did pass its footer inspection and tie down. It was discovered at the final.
Okay.
That there was a property issue. And then they requested a survey.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
So the error was made when the assumption that the old unit was properly placed from the front, correct?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? Thank you, Ms. P.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? You can come forward if you would like to speak. Good evening, sir. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, Michael Wilcox, 13942 T-Town Road, Greenwood, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
I noticed you said it was T-Town Road.
Yep.
Looking at that aerial, and
right across the street.
Right across the street. So where it says 902?
Yes.
Is that it?
Okay. Yes.
All right. Thank you.
So, my first comment, I've never done this before, so I'm just kind of going to talk.
Take your time.
Has anybody been to the property?
Sir, the board is limited based on the record that's presented before unless a board member happens to just know the area.
I would advise before you make a decision. Some of the things that she said, and nothing against her, is inaccurate. There's been surveyors out there umpteen times. Before the thing was installed and after. I've personally talked to them, and I know it's hearsay, but even they say there's no way this thing can fit on this property. The water, and it's just not little wetland like the owner says, it is marsh wetland. The side of the house is probably 8 feet from the creek. The corner is probably about the same. And then what they did was they brought in a whole mess of sand and built it up and pushed as much as they could. And then they came in and started putting things in, like the blocks and everything like that. And it was definitely a single wide before that. There was no way a double wide. And my fear is there, even right now, I was just over there the other day, and the water that runs down that road and underneath that house, it's enormous. I mean, literally enormous. And they have a silt fence up, and it is just full of debris. And if that silt fence wasn't there, it'd be all in the wetlands and in the creek. And the creek gets high. The creek, when springtime comes and the snow melts and it rains, there's going to be water underneath this house, guaranteed. And my fear is some poor soul spends their hard-earned money buying this thing, and now they're in trouble. What are they going to do now? They have a home that's on top of a creek. And I just think that, you know, they knew going in that this house was going to be too big, my opinion. Because I've seen the owners come down multiple times while the surveyors have been there. And they've surveyed, and they've moved sticks, and they moved sticks. And so I just think that, my opinion, that house is way too big. If they wanted to put a single wide, then that's fine. But even a single wide, you're going to be close to the water. But at least with a single wide, you don't have the half part of the house in a creek. I mean, if I walk out the back steps, you're the creek. If I walk out the steps, you're the creek. I mean, it runs right here. It runs right down the side of the house and right in the back. So when the owner says, well, it's a little wet, no. It is a swampland. You couldn't, if it was really wet, you probably couldn't even walk on it. That's how wet it gets. And then to somebody asked a question about the septic system. It is right by the road. It's a peat system. I talked to the people. It's right on the side of the road, on the side. It looks good. They did a good job. I just think that this house is way too big to be in there. And if you guys could drive by and look for yourself. But I just think that them saying that, you know, they're going by old surveys is a lie, because I've personally seen surveyors out there. Matter of fact, the surveyor was out there maybe 4 months ago, and I'm like, why are you back? And he's like, they're still trying to fit this house in there. And I'm like, I said, what's your opinion? He says, it's too big. The house is way too big for this piece of property. It's just too wet. So that's my thing. That's just, you know, and they're trying to manipulate that creek and pushing it so they have more property, and it's not right. It's not right. So that's all I guess I have to say. Yes?
I got a question.
Sure.
Do you have any objection of how close that is to the road, the home?
I do. Now, the problem is T-Town Road is a thoroughway from Deep Grass and Shawnee, and people fly up and down that road. My problem is that we've had state cops come and sit on both and ticket people. But the problem is we have trucks, we have trailer trucks, we have tractors, we have combines.
It's a long straight road. Yeah.
Yeah, and this little community we're in is 360 degrees of farmland. And there's combines and trailers going up and down that road sometimes 5-6 times a day. If they have any type of car sitting on that side of that road, it's not going to work. The combines won't be able to get by at all. So even if they took the house and moved it forward, that's even going to make it worse. You know? This is my opinion. Like I said, I've personally seen the surveyors out there. I've personally talked to the surveyors. I've been out the property. I've looked around the property. I've seen the property. I've seen the property before there was nothing there. And it is just nothing but a creek that runs through and it runs in the back, and it is just a swampland.
I can see the creek on your side. So on this piece of property, it's hard to see on that side. So is there a tile?
Can you zoom in? Keep going. Go, okay, take your arrow right there. There's the water right there. Mm-hmm. That's the water right there.
Oh, okay.
And they have that house right in front of them.
So there's a piece of tile or something under that road that connects both sides?
Yeah, it goes from this side here, see all the body of water?
Yeah.
Goes underneath the creek and goes there in the back and around, and I think it goes back in their property somewhere. But that's the water, and that's where they have the house right in front of them. So you can't tell me, oh, I think it might be a little wet. There's a creek.
And if you see that cut over timber there, Mr. Hastings, that's ground that's been cleared now, and it's very low.
And so do you see where the driveway is? On the right side of that driveway, is that's where they have their
septic
system. Yeah, it's above ground. It's like they said it's a peat moss.
So I wonder where the well is.
The well is, it's basically where that yellow line is. Can you move your arrow over? Oh, too much. Keep going to the right. Oh, just a hair more. Keep going. Keep going right. Go down just a hair. Here, I'll just do this. The well is right here. The well's here, the system is here, and the house is there. And the creek, as you can see, when I say it's 8 feet from the house, it might even be closer. And it goes in the back. So even if they sell it, I don't even know if anybody can insure it. It's a flood zone.
Well, that's up to them.
Yeah. Can I be honest? I just think that they thought to themselves it's easier to get permission than ask forgiveness than permission. I think they put this thing in, rushed it in, and then go, oops, we need more variances. Oh, it's already set in stone, like she said. It's already mounted down, so now we have to get variances. And I just think it's not right. It's not right. So, any other questions?
Now for me.
Okay.
Mr. Sharp?
Mr. Wilcox,
yes, sir.
Question I have for you is, it seems to me like your testimony is that the rear of the property is likely unbuildable due to the swamp.
Absolutely.
And that the west side of the property is also wet.
Absolutely.
If this lot was to have a house,
mm-hmm.
is the higher ground towards the front?
Yes. There's no levelness on that property. It's all downhill.
So they couldn't go back further from where they are.
There's no way. If they went back any further, they'd be in the creek.
And if they went further east, they're going to have over their septic.
The reason why they put it there is because they couldn't go any more east because of the well.
It would probably perk. Probably the only place it could perk, too.
Probably.
Okay.
And then the problem is it's just too big. It's just too big for the property. I mean, it's just...
How much larger is it than the prior one?
Well, the other one's just a single wide. I mean, this is double the size.
Is it the same width, thereabouts?
Width? No, this is way wider.
Okay.
Yeah, this is...
I'm not talking the depth of it. I'm talking the actual...
Oh, no, I think the trailer before was a little longer,
okay.
But I think it was moved... Like, you can see where his driveway was, and it wasn't impeding anything. But now that they moved that house back... And it's right by the creek.
Yeah.
Like I said, I just think that they just came in and said, hey, we'll do it and ask for forgiveness later. And for them to say, oh, I don't know if it's wet. I mean, there's a creek. I don't know if they used old surveys. Well, there's been guys there 10 times surveying the property. Before it was on, before during the dirt, during everything, and even after they put it on. So I would encourage you guys to go look at it yourself. You don't have to. I just encourage you to do that before you make a decision. So.
We're not allowed to, but thank you.
Oh, okay. Any other questions?
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.
Ms. McKenzie?
Mr. Chairman, I noticed we had another person in opposition. I don't know if she wished to testify or not. Certainly want to give her the chance.
Would you like to testify? Okay.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Lisa Wilcox, 13942 T-Town Road, Greenwood, Delaware, 19950.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
And I presume that you live also at 902 across the street.
Exactly. Like, I thought I got everything. My concern is, the trailer there is more of a concern for me environmentally, because I watch them take loads of dirt and push it so much into the creek that it does not flow anymore into our side. So that means this creek that farmers use and everything, livestock, everything that it is needed for, is now blocked. And for years, this creek has flowed naturally through this land that everybody could use, the, you know, fish, frogs, everything. They have nothing now on that side. It's blocked. It doesn't flow through. I don't know which way, I can't say I'm an expert on which way the water flows. But if it doesn't flow down towards the creek on our side, eventually it's going to dry up. So that is my concern. That's the only thing he did not hit, because we both watched it in amazement of how many times people were trying to make it work. And when they were out there, they were quickly doing it. They were moving as fast as they can. They were out there at 9, 10 o'clock at night, as late as they could get away with. They were doing all kinds of stuff out on the property. And whether it's the owner's fault or not, and if it's just the construction people that just wanted the money and wanted it done, I don't know. But my problem is in the environment, because blocking that waterway is not okay. So that's it. Any questions?
I do. So the applicant's testimony, if you could just stay at the podium so we can catch on the mic, was that their property slopes front to rear.
Mm-hmm.
Which the creek kind of runs adjacent to it, which would seem to think that it would flow from the front of the to the rear of the property, the water. But you've indicated that they've put some sand in there or dirt,
mm-hmm.
and that's blocked the flow, and it prohibits the creek from running to your side, which is on the other side. Am I understanding that right?
Yeah, so what happens when it comes through their side, it was a lot wider. So they pushed it to make it smaller, and it barely trickles through now, where it was a full flowing. Now when it rains, it goes all up, but there's nowhere for it to go.
So would the creek on your side, would that flow to them?
That I am not sure of.
Okay.
I've never really sat and watched
like
the water
both
flow.
Ways, and that seems strange to me. So.
Yeah, I don't know which way it flows, but I know the land does get wet and flooded. But my concern is them piling dirt so they could block the water more and they could build it where it was, because the creek came over further. So they built up land, they kept pushing it into the creek so they could put the trailer there, or modular, whatever you want to call it.
I don't know if the board has any questions from Ms. Wilcox.
I do not.
Have in the past, and I think he may have indicated that, in severe rains or wet conditions, you've seen that lot flood almost to the previous trailer?
Yeah, yeah. When I will be honest, when we moved in, the trailer was gone. It had burned down a while ago. So it would flood even without anything there. So the trailer that was there, was our understanding from the neighbors that it was up a little bit. And it was a single wide. It was like a 70s or something like that. So it wasn't a big trailer. And it was on a very small portion of the property. And the creek was fine. It flooded, but it didn't get anything because the way the trailer was made.
Well, I'm just speculating, but I mean, you get a big enough rain, it doesn't matter how much dirt is put there.
Because it's already wet there.
So.
Yeah.
It's already wetland, so my dogs have been walking in there, and I keep them away from going in there because it's a muddy mess when it rains. I mean, it's just water everywhere.
When did you move in?
We moved in 2006.
Year
and a half ago. Sorry, I'm not good with dates. Year and a half ago.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and it was empty, and we witnessed all the craziness going on the last few months with them in the trailer. Very surprised that they put what they put in there. Anything else?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Ms. Pete?
Should we see if there's anybody else on the line, too, before we hear Ms. Pete? I'm sure she'll want to address any opposition. We should make sure there's nobody on the line, too, for opposition.
Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case number 12778, JMO Holdings?
If there's anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. We have a caller on the line. Caller, your line is unmuted.
Hello, this is James Sharp, the board's attorney. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, sir. My name is Joel Isaacs. My address is 14014 T-Town Road.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I affirm.
All right. And are you for or in opposition to this request?
Opposition.
All right. And I noticed that you said you live on T-Town Road. Could you just, I think we see that we had some prior, the Wilcoxes testified. I see on an older survey that there's lands of Joel and Mariana Isaacs, parcel 9.01. Is that your lands next to the Wilcox property?
I am next to the Wilcox and directly across the street.
Okay. All right. Thank you. The floor is yours.
Well, good evening. I wish to thank you for your time. I'm calling specifically because at one point, I believe during the conversation, that we should have known something in there. There were no permits that were ever posted at any heavy machinery work used up until midnight on several nights during a 2 to 3 week period. And after the property was purchased and all of this was going on, there was a section that once they cleared out during the evening, that they brought in 7 or 8 dump truck loads of fill dirt and pushed the dirt in towards the creek, which runs into that same track. The back corner of this double wide, which is now in place, a single wide trailer that was in existence from the, I've only lived here since 2000. But that corner of the trailer that was in existence was a single wide, and the rear corner of the trailer was falling into the creek, and the poor gentleman that lived there deceased, and the property was cleared after his passing. The septic system, which has been so, I'm grateful that they are concerned about the water and that it is a moss type system. It is very close to the road. And my main question about that would be the distance requirement from the road to septic, which is placed on the land, as far as road frontages. And during the time of all of this was going on, I recognize that there were a number of people that were trespassing on our property because there was no room on the property in question to be able to park and to maneuver. So I guess what I'm really saying is there were no permits that were posted, so we didn't know what was going on. No one knew what was going on. This double-wide trailer, which is being put on there, or modular home, is further in towards that creek, which has now been partially filled by filter. And the septic system is very close to the road. It is originally where the previous gentleman or occupant parked his car. So that where would location allow for vehicles to park or to occupy when the prospective occupants are home? Those are my concerns.
Questions? Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Anyone else like to speak in opposition to this case? Ms. Pete, have the floor.
Thank you. So this is the first time I'm hearing a lot of this information. I would like to say that it's, and my client can confirm this, it's my understanding that the septic was permitted, and any of the environmental concerns, I believe the appropriate agency to contact would be DENREC specifically. I'm not aware of any present issues environmentally with the property. The purpose of this hearing is to seek approval of the manufactured home in its present location. And perhaps if there was an opportunity, I can let my client speak first. Mr. Adams, do you have any comments that you'd like to make in response to any of the opposition at this time? Mr. Adams, are you still on the phone? Yes. Did you have an opportunity to hear the environmental concerns raised, and can you speak to any of the issues raised?
Yes, so I was curious because I do know that creek that the building that goes on the side of the property. I mean, if it would be a problem by us, it's probably also be a problem across the creek, because I'm pretty sure that creek goes across the street as well. I don't know if anyone would be able to have a house in that area. This is my partner, Jay. He's more in the details of this part of putting the house together. I'm trying to get him on the line, because he would know more information. We just couldn't be on in the beginning, that's why I came on. As far as parking, I'm pretty sure you can't get anywhere without having a driveway on the property, so there is, I don't have the survey in front of me, but I'm sure there's a driveway on that property for houses. The gentleman across the street who led someone parking on the property, it definitely was not me and my partner. Yes, there are contractors who do work throughout the car and between the wells, and the septic and someone parked on the property without permission, I need to apologize to them. It definitely was not something we would be proactive about or push and find out about it. We would be very upset, as you have a right to be. And I'm pretty sure as far as the county and some county is concerned, the realities of having a house that's on that property, we haven't heard any issues about that from the county.
Thank you. Because my client, I'm half tempted to ask for us to continue this because the other member that has more information about DENREC and the environmental issue, potential environmental issues that I am not aware of at all, isn't present on the call. I'm not sure if that's a motion that the board would entertain, but I'm limited in the knowledge I have about any of the issues I just raised, that were just raised.
What are the intentions of this property? Is it for resale?
Yes. It's, and they need the certificate of occupancy to move forward with closing. There's actually purchasers under contract.
Mm-hmm. Ms. Pete, if there was a motion to table and further information provided by your office as it pertains, could there be more information regarding the septic system, and I'm also curious about the well location.
Yes, we could limit the, if that was an option, just limit to septic and well permit, as well as any environmental related issues that my clients are aware of.
The county does have a copy of the septic permit, because you have to submit that
as part of the permit, which is true, but I don't know if we necessarily have it in the record for this case.
Yeah, not in the record. Mm-mm. It's just in our permit information.
Okay. Again, if there was a motion, and I'm prone to make it, is that I'd like to know where the well and septic in relationship to the property itself also.
Okay.
So do we want to leave the record open?
First off, I think we should also just make sure there's nobody else on the line, because mm-hmm. I think we just asked and we had the one person, but I don't know that we asked again. So we should do that first to let anybody that may be on the line that wishes to speak may not have spoken. And then the board could entertain a motion on what it wishes to do. Could table it, could leave it open, just schedule it for old business item at the next meeting or another meeting if you know, counsel or her client needs additional time. That'd be up to the board.
Mm-hmm. Operator, is anyone else on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12778 for JMO Holdings?
If there is anyone else on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, no one else has indicated they would like to speak.
Thank you. Gentlemen, what's your pleasure?
As you deliberate, I will note, Ms. Pete did indicate that her client, who was not on the line, or one of the, I guess, members of that LLC or person involved, may have some information that would address some of the mm-hmm. comments made by the opposition. So that would lean itself more to perhaps leaving it open without necessarily our normal limitations that we sometimes put on it. However, I will note that, this is the opportunity for that to have been heard as well. So the board may wish to consider that also. I know it's a lot to digest there.
Go ahead.
Yeah, help yourself.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I actually move that we deny case 12778.
Well, the record's still open.
Oh, it is?
So yeah. Okay. Right now we haven't got that for you.
Gotcha. Okay.
Can I close the public hearing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you can move to, if there was a motion, it sounds like Mr. Hastings has a motion to deny it, so you could, somebody seconded that, there would obviously be a vote. If not, we could do a motion to reschedule for a hearing.
Well, at this time, we'll close the public hearing for case 12778 JMO Holdings.
Go ahead. Mr. Chairman, I move that we deny case number 12778. I think the exceptional practical difficulty has been created by the applicant. I think the variance will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance does not represent the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
I have a motion. All right. So that motion dies?
Dies for lack of a second.
Mr. Chair, I move that we make a motion to continue case 12778 pending receipt of further information from the applicant regarding septic well placement and any additional information from DENREC. And I assume in making this motion that statements that have been made to this point remain on the record?
That's correct. I guess the question would be, Dr. Parson, do you wish to leave it open for limited purpose or only for the purpose of addressing specific items?
I do. Specific items.
Okay, so it would be to address the septic well, DENREC. I'm not sure if this is a tax ditch or a DENREC issue, so perhaps any appropriate governmental agency approvals
tax
that were
ditch
needed
issue.
Related to the drainage ditch?
Yeah.
Is that part of your motion?
That would be my motion.
And when would we have that hearing?
Ms. Pete, appropriate amount of time for you and your client?
I would say maybe not next meeting, but the following meeting, so about a month. I think that would be.
I think that next meeting we would not want to do it then. That would be the
scheduling.
Yeah, that
scheduling
one,
anyways, has already occurred.
But the meeting after, which would be February the 20th, I don't believe that scheduling has gone out yet. So, if the motion would be, Dr. Carson, that we leave the record open to allow the applicant to address the comments, or address the septic well and governmental approvals related to the placement of this home and development of the property adjacent to that creek, and for that limited purpose only, and have a hearing scheduled for February the 20th as old business item.
And could we put a, shouldn't we put a date of receipt of that information prior to the 20th?
Are you looking to have it as a hearing, or are you looking to have it as information submitted prior to, or both?
Well, we need to have it as a hearing because he needs to come.
I'm thinking.
Partner needs to come back online.
It's a continuance of the hearing. Correct?
Okay. So are you looking to also have the members of the public be able to testify at that as well?
To those specific items only.
Okay. All right. So, okay. So it would be available to the public and to the applicant.
And my question is how many days in advance would that be?
It's supposed to be 1 week in advance.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. That would be my motion.
Okay.
I have a motion.
I will second Dr. Carson's motion.
A motion and a second. Mr. Hastings.
Vote no.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson.
Aye, for my reasons.
And I too, so a vote of 3-0.
3-1.
3-1, I'm sorry. Mr. Hastings. Nothing personal. we're gonna leave the, if I got all this right, we're gonna leave the record open. And we're gonna meet back here February 20th.
It's the record open for the limited purposes stated by Dr. Carson. Hearing will be continued
correct.
Until February the 20th, at which time the applicant and the public can address those issues noted by Dr. Carson in his motion.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Next case.